So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration. And I'm not going to beat around the bush. My next expert is a true LinkedIn expert. She is really the walk and talk real deal. I invited Sandra Clark to the show today. She is an amazing person who actually happens to live in California, very close to me. And we know the Erica Glessing Show goes all over the world. And sometimes I get to actually interview people who are in my own neighborhood. So welcome, Sandra Clark. I'm so glad to have you today.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to join you.
I have to tell a story before anybody even, I cannot believe this. I walked into a breakfast last week and Sandra reaches out her hand to me and she says, "Hi, Erica Glessing." And she had looked at my LinkedIn profile before we met in person. As my name was on the list of people attending the meeting, Sandra, you greeted me so personally. Oh my goodness, what even made you think to do that?
Well, for me, that's part of the fun and the good part of LinkedIn. It has a dark side as well. But the great thing about it is building relationships. You know, when I talk to somebody on the phone, I look at their picture on LinkedIn in front of me. And because I'm looking at their picture, I'm smiling more, I'm engaging more. I feel like we're having a conversation over coffee. So I like to do that before I meet people, after I meet people, and use it to build that relationship.
You know, I love the focus on building relationships. I want to share with people that when my podcast started taking off, and I have two of them now that are both just really outperforming any expectations I had of them. They're both little engines that could. It's these generative conversations. It's just taking the time to get to know someone, you know. So let you know, I want to just call LinkedIn out just a little bit here because, you know, we don't have any physical relationship with them. They seem colder than like some of the other social medias. What can we do? You're talking about generating relationship, but there's kind of people feel like they have to put their professional hat on. How do we get around that?
Well, I think it's a combination. It's like your best side professionally. It's like if you're in the workplace, you want to be friendly and personable to your coworkers. You want to welcome new employees, potential clients. So used that way, I think professional is perfectly appropriate, but it's how you use it. So if you always send a personalized message to connect with people, I never use that generic, you know, click on the button and it sends, "I want to add you to my network on LinkedIn." I always send a message, "Oh, you know, Erica, it was such a pleasure meeting you at the Capital Club the other day. Let's connect on LinkedIn, and I look forward to getting to know you better." And if I start the way I mean to continue, it makes it a pretty warm and fuzzy place.
I love it. Now, if I'm just getting started and I've never used LinkedIn, and maybe I had an attitude, and maybe I said, well, you know, I like Facebook, or I like YouTube, or I like Pinterest, or I like Instagram. For me, what I do, just for everyone, I have a strategic plan that includes everything. My strategic plan might be don't do anything. like for years, I didn't do Twitter when it wasn't in my strategic plan. And then now that I'm working more with media, I do. What can someone do to get started on LinkedIn? Like to really have it be a valuable experience to spend time with that social media?
Well, I'm chuckling here because I'm thinking of so many different answers. You know, my first response was like, get over yourself.
Oh.
That is, you know, you just need to get started. If you go to a networking event, if you're in business and you go to any kind of networking event, business meeting, chamber meeting, whatever it is, and you meet someone there, it is always appropriate afterwards to connect with them on LinkedIn. Might not be appropriate on Facebook. You can follow them on Instagram or something, but it's always appropriate. And to be honest, if I come back from a meeting with a business card, look them up on LinkedIn and they're not there, a confession here, the card is probably going to go directly into the circular file. Because I don't know what to do with that card. you know, I mean, if I need a service or something right away.
It's really hard to do follow-up with a card. Like, yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother mathematical thing in and of itself. Like, someone gives me my card, but they don't say, like, okay, I want to hire you to do podcast interview, or, oh, I want to hire you to be my publisher. They say, here's my card. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, okay.
But it's the beginning of a dance. I call it the relationship dance, where I don't know, I don't have anything I'm trying to sell you. You might not have anything I want right now, but you just seem cool. So you and I are going to connect on LinkedIn. Maybe I think of you as, because I see some article, I share that with you. You do a podcast that you think will be of interest to me. I listen to it and we start connecting over time, and we, you know, we share valuable information.
You are really good at this.
I like people, and I don't like, you know, just the sales of like adding the numbers. I don't, you know, remember the days when we used to buy email lists?
Oh my goodness.
You know, and it was just useless when, you know, it was not worthwhile. But this is different. If you use it in a personal way, then I have conversations with people all over the world.
I love it.
And it just makes my life better and, you know, grows my business as well.
You know, I really feel like what I'm hearing you say is to use it as a way of having generative conversations with interesting people.
Absolutely. And it's, you can use it in different ways. You can use it to get a job. That's what people most often think about it. So, you know, advice for entrepreneurs out there who say, well, I don't need to use LinkedIn because I'm not looking for a job. You know, you do.
Yeah, wrong answer.
You need to use it now to promote your business. I need to be able to go there and see that. But, you know, I specialize in what I call social media for the socially reluctant.
Oh my goodness. I think, you know, when I describe the listeners of the Erica Glessing Show, I say this is for the healers and the coaches who are kind of entrepreneur reluctant, like we want to do well in business. We understand that business is very important, and we're also like, if we could just be there helping people 24/7, like that would be good too. So I love that it's for the social media reluctant. Tell me a little bit more about your LinkedIn mentoring program, Sandra.
Okay, well, I mostly work with people through screen sharing. So people can be anywhere in the world that we can figure out a time zone to work together. And I help them transform their LinkedIn profiles for results. The results might be to get a job, but it might be to grow their business. It might be seen as a thought leader. That's a particularly interesting thing to do. And I help them create a great profile, but most of all, I help people feel comfortable in using this crazy, but sometimes aggravating a tool, so that people feel safe and comfortable promoting themselves appropriately.
Well, everyone who's listening, I just want to remind you, you're talking to Sandra Clark, and I met Sandra personally last week, and I just really want to let you know that she takes this tool and really personalizes it to the point, and it, you know, we talk a lot about connecting, but then she actually uses LinkedIn to connect in a very real way. And I think also, if you tell us a little bit, if you like to network, we were having in the pre-chat a little conversation about networking. How can this kind of be integrated into your networking practices?
Well, for me, anytime I go to an event or I'm speaking at an event and people give me their cards, I take them back and I connect with them on LinkedIn with a personalized message. I then might follow up with them. And invite them to something that might be of interest to them. You know, it just kind of starts a relationship and then you continue it through that.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming to the show, Sandra. And how can people reach you and find out more?
Oh, great. Thank you for asking. It would probably be easiest if people went to my website, which is LinkedInMentoring.com. And on the website, I have, you can download a free checklist to help improve your own profile. You can make an appointment with me to talk about your profile. And I have lots of blogs about improving your profile. So again, LinkedInMentoring.com.
I'd love it. Thanks so much for coming.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.